Did Don Draper really buy the world a Coke? Did Tony Soprano really die, or just order more onion rings? The finales of our favorite shows can make us argue, make us cry, and make us crazy. From Spotify and The Ringer, I'm Andy Greenwald, and this is Stick the Landing, a new podcast where we'll be telling the story of modern TV backwards, one fade out at a time. Find Stick the Landing on Wednesdays on the Prestige TV feed, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Brooks. Calling all running nerds, Brooks has just dropped the Go 16, a sweet name for an even sweeter shoe. If you're looking for comfort for that morning jog or when you're hopping on that treadmill, look no further than the Go 16, which has a nitrogen-infused cushioning. That means it's nice, soft, and lightweight. So you got the comfort, but you don't sacrifice the speed. Turn those everyday miles into everyday endorphins in the better than ever Brooks Go 16. Click or tap the banner to learn more.
At Walt Disney World Resort, magic is found in spontaneity, the unplanned, the unexpected, an inside joke born in the Haunted Mansion queue, a surprise stitch sighting in Tomorrowland, watching fireworks from your room. These memories aren't made from predetermined plans, but manifested from simply being present and together in the most magical place. Find your moment at Walt Disney World Resort.
And welcome into the Ringerverse, your Nexus podcast feed for all things fandom. I am Ben Lindberg, a senior editor for The Ringer and the host of Button Mash, bringing you the start of something new. Now, I just said something that's not new at all, your Nexus podcast feed for all things fandom. You've probably heard that phrase before because we say it at the top of every pod. Of course, we don't quite cover all things fandom. How could we? How could anyone? There's only so much time to watch and play and read, and only so much time to talk about what we've watched and played and read. When we decide which content to cover, we follow our personal passions and the appetites of our audience, but invariably, some stuff we like slips through the cracks. Well, we've decided to try to seal some of those cracks, and in the process, help you keep up with the constant stream of new stories and discover some stuff you might like too. This is the inaugural edition of what we hope will be a recurring monthly feature on the Ringerverse podcast feed and on our social and video channels, Ringerverse Recommends. The concept is simple and just what it sounds like. Each month, Ringerverse and House of Our hosts, as well as some friends of the Ringerverse who've been regular guests, will tell you briefly about recent releases they liked that we haven't covered in depth on a full-length episode. These will usually be things that came out within the last month, or close to the last month. We may stretch the calendar a little. We may also bend the definition of nerd culture and fandom from time to time, but we'll try to keep most of these recommendations in the usual Ringerverse realm. And we welcome suggestions. Email us at ringerversecommends@gmail.com if you want to nominate something for us to salute. To be clear, a mention on Ringerverse Recommends does not preclude additional coverage. We may devote more time to some of our picks on podcasts down the road, and we'll still do occasional longer episodes where we catch up on things we missed or share longer recommendations. This is just an end-of-the-month bonus, like an end-of-the-meal cookie or candy that comes with your check. It's also a way for all of us to appear on the same pods more often, which we always enjoy. So on this trial run, you can listen along as most of your hosts heap praise on their faves and Charles recommends something not to watch. Kidding. Ringerverse Recommends is a safe space where we're all lovers, not haters. So welcome, my friends, to the show that hopefully never ends. Ringerverse Recommends. We're so glad you could attend. Please sit back, relax, and let us curate the culture for you. As LeVar Burton, aka Kwame, used to say,
"Let our powers combine."
And now I'll hand the mic to the mother of recommendations for our first hot tip for April 2024.
We are the Dead Boy Detective Agency. He's the brains. I'm the brawn. We're ghosts, and we solve mysteries.
Dead Boy Detectives?
It's Aces, right?
It's just a stupid name.
Hello, friends. It's Mal. Welcome to Ringerverse Recommends. My April recommendation is Dead Boy Detectives, the new Netflix show that is available right now to binge in full, all 8 episodes. This is another Neil Gaiman comics creation that is making its way to our Netflix carousels. It is part of the wider Sandman universe, so if you like Sandman, certainly check this out. But also, if you like shows like Umbrella Academy or Being Human, other supernatural found family tales, definitely check this out. If you like British wit and charm making its way across the pond to a sleepy coastal town, check it out. If you like mystery of the week slash, in this case, episode structures, check it out. If you like ghosts, demons, witches and their familiars, talking cats, check this out. It's a very charming, fun, propulsive tale. I've really enjoyed it so far. Give it a go. And of course, check out the rest of Ringerverse Recommends as well.
Chapter 1. If the bread hadn't burned, this would be a very different story. If the cook's son hadn't come home late the night before. If the cook hadn't known he was hanging around that lady playwright. If she hadn't lain awake fretting for his immortal soul and weeping over the future fates of possible grandchildren. If she hadn't been so tired and distracted, then the bread would not have burned, and the calamities that followed might have belonged to some other house than Casa Ordoño.
What's up, bad babies? It's me, House of R host, Joanna Robinson. Some of you may or may not know, but long before I was a podcaster, long before I was a writer, I was a bookseller. And so I thought I would use this hopefully monthly Ringerverse Recommends segment to talk to you about either a new or a new to me sci-fi fantasy book that I'm reading that I think you might enjoy. So I wanted to start this month with a brand new book by Leigh Bardugo called The Familiar. Love that spooky cover. And Leigh Bardugo, in case you don't know, number one New York Times bestselling author, Leigh Bardugo, is the author of Shadow and Bone, which was turned into that Netflix series that was canceled after 2 seasons, FU Netflix. Wrote Six of Crows, which was also part of that Netflix series, Shadow and Bone. Wrote Ninth House and Hellbent. Incredible pair of books set in Yale, but instead of like Skull and Bones being just for old, moneyed, rich people, it's for magic. Incredible. Love those books. This is her newest book. It is set in during the Inquisition in Spain. And it is about a young woman who can perform little acts of magic known as like milagritos, I believe. And that puts a target on her back because she is Jewish and it is a very fraught time for her in Spain. So it is about... It's a really fun historical story about magic. There might be something vampiric going on, as if you couldn't tell from the cover. And I just really, really recommend Leigh Bardugo in general. A great author. And I hope you enjoy. And let me know what you're reading and if you read this and if you enjoyed it too. All right, bye.
Zenza? I need you to tell me just who that elf is.
According to the list of test takers, her name is Freeren.
That's the name of the mage who traveled with the party of heroes.
Not only that, but she was carrying a holy emblem with her.
The last great mage is before us.
Yo, guys, it's Charles, Coke Baby Chuck, 1/4 of the Midnight Boys. I'm here for Ringerverse Recommends, and I'm talking about Freeren. Beyond Journey's End, it is one of my favorite shows of the year, not just one of my favorite anime. It is basically about a centuries-old elf realizing that she fumbled a baddie. Her love of her life is gone. All of her old pals that were on this grand high fantasy adventure have died. And now she has to find a newfound family, and she's coming to terms with what happens when you whiff on a bad bitch. And let me tell you, this show has made me cry. I think it does something that, when we talk about something like Lord of the Rings, everybody's just like, oh, it's about the journey. The journey is so important. And I think Freeren, the great thing about it and kind of the thing that transports you is that it is actually a show where this is about the journey. Some of the episodes have wild implications for this world. Some of them are just the characters learning how to coexist with each other, but the animation is stellar. You always hear me bitching about animation, and this is something where I was like, oh, this is the best of the best. We don't get many shows like this. So if you have time on your hands, go get Crunchyroll, watch this show. It is, if you're always like, Charles is a hater, what does he actually love? This is one of those shows at the end of the year when we were talking about Shogun. I'll put Freeren right there on the same tier. It is so fantastic. This episode is brought to you by Brooks. Calling all running nerds, Brooks has just dropped the Go 16, a sweet name for an even sweeter shoe. If you're looking for comfort for that morning jog or when you're hopping on that treadmill, look no further than the Go 16, which has a nitrogen-infused cushioning. That means it's nice, soft, and lightweight. So you got the comfort, but you don't sacrifice the speed. Turn those everyday miles into everyday endorphins in the better than ever Brooks Go 16. Click or tap the banner to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details. This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth. Plus, view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
John Cena's in WrestleMania 40!
Cena's rearranging the furniture!
John Cena's not done yet!
The franchise coming to even the odds!
Guess what? You can't see it anymore!
Attitude adjustment!
John Cena! Holy!
The final boss has arrived at WrestleMania!
Hello, it's Van Lathan here for Ringerverse Recommends, and I would like to recommend WrestleMania 40. Okay, WrestleMania XL. XL, baby. Let me tell you why. It was a watershed event in the history of wrestling. Now, you might think that you're not a wrestling fan, but the reality is that you are. You watched wrestling as a kid. You enjoyed wrestling. Wrestling was a part of you. And you've fallen away from it. You're not a wrestling fan. You're a lapsed wrestling fan. You dug it at one point. And I'm telling you right now, it's the perfect opportunity for you to dig it again. And the perfect place for you to dig it again is WrestleMania XL. Cody Rhodes was able to capture the Universal WWE title, okay? And that was very important. It was very important that he finished his story. It was a lifelong family dream for him to capture the belt that his father never captured. But more than that, it was a fantastic display of the old guard of wrestling. The Rock, The Final Boss, The Undertaker, Cena, all of these guys in a spectacular main event, like the Avengers Endgame of wrestling main events that took place there, with the new guard, Roman Reigns, one of the greatest heel runs in wrestling, Bloodline Rules in the main event match. You had the pairing of the trio of Naomi and Jay Cargill and Bianca Belair, the EST. You had the Uso brothers against each other. You had all kinds of stuff happening in the frigid temperatures of Philadelphia. I was there. If you care about spectacle, if you care about storyline, if you care about America, you need to watch WrestleMania from this year. That's what I'm recommending.
We are the last light of the world. You have to know that.
This is not the answer. It must end.
This isn't everything! You don't get to choose for the world! You don't get to choose for me!
This is all I have left. This is all you have left too.
She's not God.
There has to be a sacrifice.
It's a broken world, Michelle. But together,
we can do anything.
Hey everyone, it's Ben again. I'm here for Ringerverse Recommends to try to sell you on yet another spinoff of The Walking Dead. I know, didn't that show end a year and a half ago? Why is it always still on? Great questions. Or maybe you haven't noticed that it's always still on because you checked out of this franchise years ago, if you ever checked in. I wouldn't blame you. In fact, I constantly question my continued attention to The Walking Dead. But every now and then, my undying, undead attachment to TWD pays off. It did with Daryl Dixon last year, and now it has once again, to a lesser extent, with The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live. If you stopped watching The Walking Dead when Rick, played by Andrew Lincoln, or Michonne, played by Danai Gurira, left the series, I've got great news. They're back, and together again, despite the Civic Republic military and Rick's consistently terrible plans conspiring to keep them apart. Look, Daryl and Carol may be the platonic one true pairing of The Walking Dead, and maybe Maggie and Glenn come to mind more quickly as a great romance, but Rick and Michonne, or should we say Rishonne, were close to the heart and soul of the series both before and after that fateful hookup on the couch. When we left this very violent couple, Rick had been abducted and was believed to be dead by basically everyone except Michonne, who had left her remaining friends and family to search for him. The rest of their story was supposed to be told in a trilogy of films, but instead we got this 6-episode AMC miniseries, which wrapped up almost a month ago. Does the Civic Republic threat the franchise has been building up for years completely pay off? No. Does this spinoff turn into a full-fledged Walking Dead reunion? Not really. But does it deliver some solid character work and a satisfying apparent resolution to the saga of Rishonne? It does indeed. And as far as we know now, it's not just a springboard to another spinoff. Though knowing The Walking Dead, it may turn out to be. And knowing me, I'll probably watch that one too.
It has been a hell of a journey. But everything ends someday.
The Discovery is my home. My family.
We've always been able to find answers together.
Being a part of a crew, being where you need to be, when you need to be, that's Starfleet.
Last dance.
I shall follow your lead.
Hey everybody, Arjuna here for The Ringiverse. Here to share my Ringiverse recommends for the month of April. I'm going to go with Star Trek Discovery Season 5. If you're stuck with the show this long, you've been on quite the journey for this little show that started out as something of a prequel and became something of a sequel. And I don't want to spoil too much here if you're interested in checking it out, but this season is just as crazy as the other ones. Now, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that Star Trek Discovery is the best Star Trek property out there that Paramount has. I think that belongs to Strange New Worlds and even Lower Decks. But it's certainly worth checking out and taking it in if you're a fan of Star Trek, this newest generation that Paramount has kind of put out, or even the older stuff. There's a lot of goodies in there, and it's just a classic and fun sci-fi. So check it out before the madness begins in a couple months.
Welcome to your mind.
This is my mind.
Welcome to the Power Discovery Program.
You don't have a power.
Yeah, it's really a big deal.
Everyone else does.
Oh, thank you.
What's up, Kanger? Is Jomi here with the mini mic? What for Ringiverse recommends, and what I am recommending this month? I don't know if you guys have got the Hulu Disney Plus login. Okay, I don't know what we're calling it. I think we said Dulu Plus. Sorry, if you got the Dulu Plus login. Watching Extraordinary Season 2, right? It is a British superhero comedy, right? About a teen who, in a world where everybody gets superpowers when they're 18, she doesn't get any powers. And it's funny, emotional, a little raunchy, yeah? But ultimately, super fun and super, super awesome. I had a blast binging it just this last week. It's continuing awesome. And the ending, whoo, let me not even spoil it. But the ending is top notch. I hope you guys check it out. And I hope you love it as much as I do. All right. Let me know what you think. Okay. At me. Y'all know where to find me. Okay. Tell me what you think about Extraordinary Season 2. I'll see you guys next month. Peace.
Hey there, Ringiverse. It's your favorite producer, Steve Allman here. And my April recommendation for you guys is a video game called Children of the Sun. It's available on Steam right now, and it's from Devolver Digital. And what I like about this game is you play as a psychedelic sniper tasked with assassinating a killer cult, but you don't so much play as a sniper, you play as its bullet. And what I mean by that is once you mark all of the potential victims in your level or vicinity, you play as the bullet to ping and zip across different victims to take everybody out in one single shot. I like this because it's a very clever and slick mechanic to make a fun, small puzzle shooter. And it's an interesting mechanic that I would actually like to see implemented in bigger games should this actually take off. So I've been playing it a bunch on my Steam Deck. I've loved it a lot. And I think it's definitely something that you should check out. It's on Steam right now for about $15. And it can give you quite a few hours of pretty cool fun. And I would recommend you check it out.
Well, that concludes the maiden voyage of Ringerverse Recommends. In a stunning upset, nobody recommended Rebel Moon Part 2 The Scargiver. Sorry, Zach. Maybe we'll stop snubbing you when we see the Snyder Cut. As for the books and games and shows we shouted out, we hope you'll give them a shot and tell us what you think. And please also tell us what you think of this experiment. If you liked it, we'll bring you more next month. So send your feedback and nominations for next time to ringerversecommends@gmail.com. And remember to recommend recommends to your friends. Speaking of friends, thanks to Steve Allman, not only for his great game recommendation, but also for producing this podcast. Thanks to Jomi Adeniran, not only for his extraordinary, extraordinary recommendation, but also for editing the video versions of our recommendations on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, and beyond. And thanks to Arjuna Ramgopal, not only for his stellar recommendation, Ringerverse Trekkers Unite, but also for helping plan this series. Stay tuned for Midnight Boys and a Mint Edition comics check-in later this week, plus a double dose of House of R featuring Thrupples and Fandom, and a Star Wars Day special on The Bad Batch and Tales of the Empire. I'll team up with Mal for the latter and be back on Button Mash next week. April showers will bring May flowers for more unsung IP, so join us next month for the second installment of Ringerverse Recommends.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.